When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
If we could talk about off the air, on the air, you kidding me? We'd lose our job, but I mean, it'd be so interesting. The New York Knicks, just less Don, finally, less than 4 hours from now.
Yes, the countdown continues.
Finally, the New York Knicks will return to Philadelphia, to MSG South, a.k.a. the Wells Fargo Center. If you're on your way right now, I'd say stop by Angelo's and get yourself a cheesesteak, but you're going to have to wait online, so depending on your timing, maybe you want to go to Jim's or Steve's or Ishkabibbles, whatever suits you. Don, I will tell you, the steak, the cheese steak that Natalie got me from Angelo's, it was out of control. There's good cheese steak, Don.
Yeah.
And I'm not like some connoisseur. And then there's this one. I took a bite and was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So anyways, if you're on the way.
It's so good down there because unless you were lying to me, the one that I got you at
just the regular one at WWE
Center.
World. Yeah.
Was good.
That was good. It was nothing.
Yeah.
That was just the concession stand.
It was just because we didn't have the time to go out and about in the city to be able to get
If we asked one of our promotions people to go, then the station would have said, well, you got to make sure you pay them back. We don't want you to
stiff. And I was so disgusted by that.
I know.
Angry. That I went and waited online myself.
That's right.
Like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman. Thank you for that. I really appreciate
that. And I thought it was good. So they know what they're doing down there with that. But
isn't it weird? Like, the ingredients aren't different. You're able to get the meat and the onions and the whiz. Why can no one get it to the level of Philly?
Why do real genuine pizzas taste better in New York? For bagels, they say it's the water. I don't know.
Is it? We don't know.
Or is it just psychologically, you're in a place that when you're in Philadelphia, you know the cheesesteak's going to be good. I don't know.
By the way, before we get to these Knicks calls, last thing, you mentioned bagels. On the Upper West Side, right here on 72nd Street, there's been an empty spot where a diner I used to like has been at the corner of 72nd and West End. It has now been gone since COVID started. About 2 years ago, a sign came up saying a bagel place was moving in, a place called Kozar's.
Okay.
And this week, all like the construction got done and the signage is all there. Literally, to see the people in my neighborhood, which is a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, to see the amount of people that are walking by to just stare through the glass. When is this bagel?
When?
Me and Natalie were literally like, oh my God, it's opening. So hopefully it's good. Let's go to Dominic in Brooklyn. What's up, Dominic? Let's talk some New York Knicks basketball. What do you got?
Hey, gentlemen. I actually got a hockey question and then a big little statement of sorts on my way out since it's been a bit since I could call.
Okay, go ahead.
The question for Don is, would you agree that Rangers-Canes series could be the biggest telltale of the postseason the same way that Wolves and Nuggets might be for the NBA? Obviously not a certainty that that's the champion, but maybe the decided favorite. Just a thought. You can answer in a second.
Right.
Here's the bit. Yankees offense, in a word, troubling. Giants running back with dimes, not what you want. But most importantly, tonight is such an important night for the Knicks, and we've already got Scott, the series extender Foster, who's going to make his presence probably unfortunately known. I just would love it if you could pass it on to your alleged friend, Stephen A. We don't want to hear made-up rumors about Cancun's MVP golfer, surfer, whatever he's filling his time with, in Devin Booker joining our basketball team while we still have meaningful games to play. Stay away from the Knicks. Stay away from the Yankees. You've got the gift of gab. To all of our detriment, you don't know ball. Cody and AJ is going to steal the show for Backlash, Sweet Pete, but Angelo's is the correct made cheesesteak to point on that. I hope Ben Stiller picks Tracy Morgan up on his shoulders so he can punch Embiid in his crying eyes if it goes to seven. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, that was well prepared, though. Does that take away from the point guard? Because that was very well done, and I appreciate everything that he said.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
But he's very good.
I wonder how Knicks fans feel about Stephen A. Like, are they happy that Steven's back on board? Or
I don't think
he's a fraud?
I think they think he's a fraud. I think they don't believe that he's a real fan, and they were so annoyed by how much he used to come after them that I don't think Knicks fans are checking for Steven, unfortunately.
And as much as I do believe the two best teams of the NHL right now are the Rangers and the Hurricanes, I do not believe that the winner of that is necessarily winning the Cup. The Florida Panthers are also in that conversation, and that's probably who would be up next. Now, if it ends up being Toronto or Boston, that's a little bit of a different story, but I'm not saying that that is the championship. There's still a lot that needs to be done if the Rangers do get by Carolina. And there was a lot of other things he addressed there. Ben Stiller, I think, would be in a little trouble if Tracy Morgan's on his shoulders.
Yeah. That's
maybe vice versa might work better.
Let's go to Eddie in Harlem. What up, Eddie?
How you doing, guys? Real quick on the Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm enjoying the moment. I think that people fail to realize that we're rolling the dice with 7-1.
Oh, no.
Very well.
Okay.
Very well. The team was built very well. It was built around Randle and Brunson. They made a great trade. They got a defensive stop on the perimeter, and they ran off 10 straight games. Mitch Robinson gets hurt. Randle doesn't get the surgery. Now we're running with a superstar with a bunch of role players. So, yes, he's going to take 34 to 35 shots. Because who else is going to – what do you want? These role players are built for their role. Their role was to support Julius Randle and Brunson. Now, they're put in positions where they have to be all-stars, maybe even above all-star players to get over the hump. We, like you say in football and basketball, we got the injury bug at the wrong time. When we started rolling with those 10 straight games, then we got hurt. Let's enjoy the ride. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm just happy I don't have Mike Sweetney, Keith Van Horn, and Marty Collins out there. The Knicks are in the right direction. Real quick, no one believes Stephen A. Smith is a Knicks fan. I'm from New York my whole life. I know people in Stephen A.'s neighborhood. He doesn't go over there. He doesn't support the neighborhood. He's a fraud. Nobody believes him.
That's strong.
Thanks a lot, guys.
But thank you, Eddie. Eddie, here's what I take.
It's strong.
You're trying to create a soft landing for what could be a disappointing loss in this series. This is not the time to start telling me, well, we were banged up and this was fool's gold and we should just be happy to be here. This is all part of the process. Bull, you're up 3-1 in the series. You're up 3-2 in the series with a game 7 in your own building. I'm sorry. As much as you might have some built-in excuses, and as much as I believe that this team will be better with Julius Randle next year or whoever they happen to add, you're going to be red hot and deservedly so if they don't win this series. No. You can't play that game, Peter. That's not right. You're setting yourself up so that if you fall, oh, listen, it's not that bad. I don't want to take any calls on Monday, Peter. If they lose tonight and they lose Saturday, on Monday, getting calls from Knicks fans who say, I was just happy we made the playoffs. I didn't expect to win this series. Come on. You guys were chanting, we want Boston outside Madison Square Garden after you won game one. You guys were saying that this is going to be an easy
fair
series.
Point.
We're going to roll over the Sixers.
Fair point.
And now, oh, well, we didn't have Julius Randle. What did you expect? You can't do it. No.
No. You might have stole point guard there at 5'11". By the way, guys, in 5 minutes or less, we're going to hear from John Starks. He's going to join us to talk about tonight's game, the series in general. And this is why I hate people. This is why I can't go on social media. Because you know what bothers me about you people on the socials? You just outright lie. That's what bothered me. This is such a small thing. A guy named Dustin Nextdoor, or one of his real thing is Young Denzel 99. LOL, of course Peter named the most common Philly cheesesteak places.
You rattled off like 7.
Hold on. Jim's, Steve's, and Angelo's? I didn't mention the two most common. I'm not saying Jim's and Steve's aren't known, but you're a hack. You're a liar. The two most well-known with an absolute bullet, no argument, much, much safer an argument than the greatest basketball player of all time, the greatest hockey player, as common as saying Gretzky's the greatest hockey player, would be saying that the most well-known cheesesteak places in Philly are Pat's and Geno's. That is I'm not saying you have to like them, I'm not a huge fan. But with a bullet, Don, the most famous. And right. I mentioned neither. God, you people.
You mentioned Ish Kabibbles. You mentioned like seven different ones. You didn't mention those two. That's not
real. This is why I don't like people.
A young Denzel, a bit full of himself, right?
You're not young Denzel. You're not. And by the way, Denzel's in the city, and he doesn't appreciate what you're saying. Let's go to Matt in Bergen County. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan.
Thanks, man.
I want to hear your guys' thoughts about who you like tonight, the next game. And then I want to weigh in also on the Michael Jackson story. It sounds a little fugazi. What do you guys think?
I think the term in this case would be fugazi, not the band Fugazi. Right. Thank you, Matt.
Very good band.
I got a few tweets from people questioning the story. Someone pointed out all the talk you guys do on the show about meeting celebrities, and he had forgotten the Michael Jackson story. People are questioning whether that's possible. I hear that. I think it happened. Some version of it happened. I think Danny's memory has changed as the story on Michael Jackson has changed.
You're saying he's misremembering or the bias of the events after?
Both.
Yeah. Because I believe that everything Danny said was true. But I think it was skewed from a biased place of not liking Michael Jackson. So the way he told the story made it seem to be a little bit more nefarious than it probably was. But if you happened to be there, I'm sure the security guy came over. He walked over. The door was open.
I don't think throwing the kid off, like, oh my God, there's a cop.
There might have been a kid on his lap that came. I believe those things happened. But the way he described it came from a place of, I don't like Michael Jackson. Here's why.
If he'd really want to put the icing on the cake to that story, he should have said the kid had blonde hair and he's pretty sure it was Macaulay Culkin. That would have been, and the timeline would be perfect.
Yeah, but
91.
But I don't think Danny's a liar. I think Danny has
some bias
to, but not the things he likes and he doesn't like. He's opinionated.
So you think it's more the like and doesn't like than it is the fact that the story on Michael Jackson has gone the way it's gone over the last 15 years?
I don't think he was a fan of Michael to begin with.
Off the wall, thriller, ABC, not even the kid.
Because that's fine. Maybe he's just not a fan of that music. That's fine. It's not a big deal. It's not that great. I'm not a huge fan of his music. There's songs I like, but that's not necessarily my genre. And I'm not a huge fan of his music.
Huge fan.
I'm not going to say I hate his music because that's not true either. But I don't think Danny's a fan of his music. Michael was by the early 90s a bit of a freak show.
Oh no,
was not a fan.
But the timeline of the look of Michael is the problem. That him saying that in 91 he saw him and he looked like, oh my God, he wasn't even human. That's not what Michael looked like in 91.
He said he had like some sort of a mask on his face.
No, we'll go back and revisit the tape.
I think this will be featured prominently in ENN.
It might have to be. You know what we're featuring right now? How about this? We have an amazing guest coming on to talk Knicks. And big shout out to our friends over at MSG Networks. They have Game 6 covered tonight with the pregame starting at 8:30 p.m., then game coverage at 9. So tune into MSG Networks tonight for the Hall of Fame game callers, Walt Clyde Frazier and Mike Breen. And with that, we bring in a man, a Knicks legend, and a guy who's just dialed in as a Knicks fan right now, the great John Starks. John, it's Peter and Don. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. We're now under 4 hours for this game tonight. Let's just start with the game time. How do you feel about the 9 p.m. tip? And when a weird time like that pops up, does it affect you much as a player?
Probably during the regular season, not so much during the playoffs, because you know your energy is up and you're just ready to go. You know, you just have to change a little bit of your routine in preparation before the game. But other than that, you're still, like, locked in. You know how big a game this is.
You know, a lot of people were reminiscing about the past and what you were able to overcome after a tough loss to the Pacers in 94, and you bounce back. So you know from personal experience what it's like to get off the mat after a difficult loss when a star, you know, beats you and you've got to recover. So how do you think the Knicks bounce back after what was a really difficult loss in Game 5?
Yeah, that was a difficult loss. But, you know, you have to, you know, understand why you lost that game, and then you have to put it out your mind and you just have to move on to the next and prepare for the next. You can't really dwell on that particular game, because if you go into this game and say, oh, we should have won, this series should be over with, then you're not focused on the task at hand. So I'm pretty sure Coach Thibodeau got them prepared, and I'm pretty sure those guys are ready to go. Some tough-minded individuals on their team, so I'm not even too much worried about whether or not they're ready to go tonight, because I know they will be.
We've been debating the lack of use of other players by Tom Thibodeau. Who is there anyone you're not seeing play right now that you think could be a major contributor, or that you'd like to see more minutes from on this team? Because obviously, John, at the end of regulation into OT, we saw a lot of just Jalen Ball, where it seemed like he was isolating on the right wing and didn't have a lot of options. Anyone that you think could possibly help the offensive attack in a spot like that?
Well, I think whoever you put in there, you know, they have to step their game up at the end of the day. Jalen, obviously, is our go-to guy, and he can win games single-handedly at times. But during the playoffs, you need everybody to step up. And guys I know is going to step up tonight. I think this is going to be a big game for everyone who plays tonight. Everybody know that they have to pitch in to get the job done. You know, going back to Philly, there's no easy task. You know, the fans is going to be fired up, especially after what we did to them in game four and what our fans did after the game. So it's going to be an exciting atmosphere there. But I know that guys are ready for this, and everybody knows that they have to, you know, lend a helping hand to get this done.
Now, I speculated, because the guys that missed the foul shots at the end of the game were the guys that played the entire game. Do you think fatigue played a factor in some of the mistakes you saw in the final seconds of the game?
Not so much, you know, because you know that you just have to close the game out. Your energy level is high that it was there. It's just, unfortunately, you got a player. And I always say, no matter who it is, once a player gets hot in this league, just that basket looked like the ocean, and you could shoot from anywhere on the court. And Maxie was just on fire. You know, he had a tough shot on miss to get a four-point play out of it, and he came down and shot from the logo. Who was expecting for him to do that? You know what I mean? But he was just hot. So, like I said, you just have to learn from that loss, and, you know, next time you're in that situation, you just have to do a little bit better.
Have you ever seen an out-of-town Knicks crowd? Let me not say that. Have you ever seen a Philly crowd with that big a Knicks presence before, where it felt practically like MSG South?
Oh, when we used to go down there, and like I said, there's a lot of New Yorkers down there, and obviously the distance between New York and Philadelphia is not that far, and it was a weekend game. And so Knicks fans, and it's the playoffs, understood that they needed our support. And they came out in full force. I don't think Philly was ready for that. I don't think Ticketmaster was ready for that. And it was just exciting to see. It was just an electric atmosphere there, having the New York fans invade Philly and bringing us home a win.
John, listen, man, we all hope they get that win tonight and advance to the next round. We get to have a conversation later with you as the playoffs go on. But thank you for making the time to talk. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Good luck.
You're welcome. Enjoy. All right. Thank you.
There he is, the legend, John Starks. And a quick reminder, Game 6 tonight on MSG Networks. The pregame actually starting at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., the pregame on MSG, and the tip just after 9 o'clock.
It's pretty incredible. The opening day, Knicks Celtics. We did a remote outside Madison Square Garden. John Starks was there. Does that feel like it was this year? Like, so much has happened in the 82 regular season, and now 82 game regular season, and now so far in this first round, it's what a journey it's been, and it hasn't really even begun. Like, once you get by this, you still have three more rounds you hope for to try to get to a championship. It's so long and arduous, and there's so many ups and downs. That's why, you know, maybe we'll look back as what happened in Game 5 is a blessing. Didn't happen in an elimination game. They learned from it. They're better for it. And they advance and they learn from it and are a better team because of it. That's got to be the hope. But do you realize if this team does make a significant run, even to the third round against Boston, how much is going to happen between tonight and then? There's a whole nother round before you get to Boston. And how many more storylines from that series? And it's really to win a championship between the regular season and what you've got to go through in four rounds of best of seven, it's incredibly
also
long.
The sexiness from just a classic Eastern Conference standpoint. If it were to be, if the Knicks were to go on that run, Knicks Sixers, Knicks Pacers, Knicks Celtics, it's just it's epic. It's so cool. Yeah,
but don't count the Bucks out though.
Well, that's what I said. If it's the because that's not as sexy to me. Like the Bucks, Knicks.
That's interesting.
No, just in terms of the legacy of the teams.
Oh, no, like, yeah, because you're talking about.
I'm thinking 90s.
How many heartbreaking losses to the Pacers? How many heartbreaking losses to the Celtics if you really want to go deep in the Knicks history? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just thinking of that history and all the players we picture there. All right, guys, we have about 30-some minutes left to talk to you about the Knicks before we hit ENN. And, of course, pregame coverage here at 8:30 on 98.7 to get you ready for the game at 9 o'clock. And, guys, the playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on all the action with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, and so much more. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter to get started. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over in physically present New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this is
the anthem of the Peter haters.
This is Kendrick just absolutely obliterating Drake in a fashion like we've never seen before. I don't. This is another thing that I've just been frustrated about discussing with people.
I've seen it on social media.
It's just so irritating. I mean, listen, I'm not saying you have to say like you like the song. I'm not saying you have to believe that Kendrick destroyed Drake or anything like that. But the people who downplay the brilliance of what he did on that song. It is a 6.5 minute masterpiece in so many ways. It's I'm sorry. There's only two kinds of people. Those who know how great that song is and those who are wrong. Those who know that song's a masterpiece and those who don't love rap as much as they claim to. You like it. You like sing-song rap. You like to go to the club and hear it. But if you're not able to spend time, and by the way, it's not just lyrical. You turn that up in the car, you could drive to that record. It knocks, too. Like, I'm sorry, guy. And by the way, listen, we'll see if Drake comes back. It'd be very interesting. But anyways, I have a whole YouTube. I have multiple YouTube videos up about this if you want to see that. I won't pontificate here. Let's go back to the phones and talk Knicks. Go to Phil and Patchogue. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
I've been a Knicks fan, oh, my God, since 69. And I know that, you know, teamwork was the whole thing. But now, you know, I see Jalen Brunson. The guy took 34 shots the other day. Who's the secondary guy they can go to when they double-team him?
Well, that's why they got to discover who it is. Is it going to be DiVincenzo from the perimeter? Is it going to be McBride? They've got the one thing they're going to have to do, Phil, in my opinion, moving forward, whether it's the time between now and the second round or during the offseason, they got to develop some other players, man. You can't have a 7-8-man rotation and expect to go win a championship. You just can't. And listen, Brunson's had an MVP year. What if he just takes a little bit of a smidge step back next year? Is that such a crazy thought? And then what are you going to do? Oh, well, you got Julius Randle. Okay. But there still has to be other guys you can rely upon. And Julius Randle's not coming back this year. So what are you going to do in the next round if you're fortunate enough to win this one, Phil? You're right. Somebody else is going to have to try to step up. It's just be too exhausting and too easy to defend.
No, I'm sorry, Mike.
Don?
Don, I'm sorry. Oh, God.
It's all right.
They're looking at his stats. He shoots 34 shots a game. I could average 30 points a game shooting 34 shots.
Yeah, but
you definitely couldn't, Phil.
Not when everybody's focused on you.
Phil, he hasn't been taking too many shots. The issue isn't that he's like hogging the ball. The issue is to me that they just don't have enough other options for him. And this is kind of what they've been planning on doing. I mean, he's been brilliant. He hasn't been shooting a terrible percentage. I mean, he's scoring 40 points a game. Do you guys know, can one of you guys give me his field goal percentage for the series? It's not like he's doing it shooting 33%. He's not.
I can find that for you.
It's not one of those like Allen Iverson or even Kobe nights where like he's scoring a ton of points, but he's taking just an obscene amount of shots. But late in the game, he was missing a lot of those shots. And overtime, he was missing those shots. And you need other options.
And that's the question. Who is it going to be? Now, it'll be Julius Randle next year, although maybe they'll get somebody.
All right, here's what we have from Yes. Games 1 and 2, Jalen scored 23 points and was shooting 29% from the floor. All right, and 16% from 3. In games 3 through 5, guys, he's scoring 42 points a game. He's shooting 50% from the floor.
No.
35% from 3. 10 assists a game. So, he's putting on a clinic in games 3 through 5.
So to answer Phil, no, Phil couldn't do that.
No, Phil, I don't think, I'm not sure. But I don't think you could shoot 50% from the floor in the NBA playoffs. I can't be sure. Let's go to Rob in Idaho. I think that may be a first for me.
Yeah, I don't think we've heard of Idaho.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I am in Idaho. So I think I just hit a lot of the points about the series on the head. I think that, oddly, the series going a little longer and maybe being a little more rough for the Knicks is good for them in the long term. I think this series has shown that Brunson has been great. He's played very well. But you need a second guy. And back in, I think it was December, when they traded for Anunoby, he's a great player. The Knicks played really well with him. But I didn't really like it because you gave up both Barrett and Quickley. And I feel like right now, one of those guys would be a great secondary option to Brunson on the Knicks. And I also just want to say I'm a big Draymond Green guy, and I think you guys touched on it last week, how Embiid has more flagrant fouls than Draymond in about half the games. And if anything that Embiid is doing right now were Draymond, it would be the lead on every morning show, ESPN, Fox Sports, anything like that. So what's your guys' thoughts on that Knicks getting a second option, and what do you think the future holds after this series?
What the future holds after this series, what's going to change in this? Nobody else is going to step up. This is what it is. Now, next year, will they try to get somebody else? You get a healthy Julius Randle. As far as Embiid, you said it best, Peter. Back on Friday, he's the dirtiest player in the league. Just is. Then you couple that with how good he is, it makes him really dangerous because, you know what? He's not going to get kicked out of a game like Draymond, which means he's going to get away with murder.
Let's, Anthony, can we pop on Alan Hahn in the next segment?
Yeah, this was a nice text from him. But I don't know if he wants this to go public.
Well,
evaluation of Phil's call.
No, he just wrote, actually, we'll pop on right now. He just said, these callers are killing me. That's what I got. He sent a separate text, I believe.
Oh, you didn't get the one?
I don't think I got the one prior to that.
Here, just read this one. It's nice. This is the first sentence tells you.
Hey, that guy Phil is a... that's not what you're going
to say. I just didn't know if he wanted to own that, but... I'd love to get his evaluation.
Yeah, I mean...
He's working the prey, right?
Of course he is.
Well, he's
still
time.
You know what? Let's not wait. Let's get a quick moment with the great Alan Hahn.
Oh, he's there already?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, look at that. Took us longer to get Andrew.
Alan, you don't think Phil could score 40 a game in the playoffs?
I love your show. You've had some winners calling in this show today. I mean, absolute winners. Like, I'm stuck in traffic in New York. I'm bouncing all around Manhattan trying to get to different places. Now I got to get to the Garden. So I'm listening as I always do. And I just couldn't take it anymore.
What's bothering you the most?
Alone, but I had to tie up.
What's the most annoying thing?
First of all, we're going to power rank these. The thing about the secondary score is like the most captain obvious thing anybody could ever say. We all know that Julius Randle's not there. We all know the guy who averaged 25, 10, and 5 is not available. So, yes, Captain Obvious, the Knicks have one guy that's a scorer. And a bunch. You had a caller, though, like a while back who hit it on the head. He was so good because he said it. Like, you know what you have. Role players who you're now asking, who are perfect role players, are now asking, you're asking them to do more than what their role is. Because you're missing Julius Randle, and you do need somebody else to step up and provide secondary scoring when Jalen Brunson has to carry it. So we knew this going into the playoffs, but they are still a very competitive team, and so you see how far you can take this thing. That's number one. But number two, the Brunson thing. I mean, the call from Idaho, have more potatoes, dude. Like, clearly you need starch. Because that might be the worst take I've ever heard in my life. You guys crushed it with the numbers about games 3 through 5. I'm glad you brought that up, Peter, because he has been otherworldly in the last 3 games.
So,
but overall, even, just take the whole series with the first 2 games being bad. Do you know, if you take his numbers right now and line them up with Allen Iverson in the 22 games that he played in 2001, where it's same story, their number two scorer that year is Aaron McKee. No, I don't even know who he is either.
No, I remember.
He averaged literally the same points, same shooting percentage, and same shots per game. Like, it's, sometimes that's just how it has to go, and where the Knicks are right now, that's where it has to go. He's doing what he has to do. The role players are trying to step up. This is not going to be easy. No one ever thought it was, but it certainly is a compelling series, and tonight's game is going to be more compelling.
So
please, my God, people, stop talking about secondary scoring and he's shooting too much.
You know,
I'm going to run into the Audi in front of me in a minute.
So first of all, Aaron McKee does not appreciate what you just did. It was wrong. It was hurtful what you did to Aaron McKee. But here's the thing. So it's a really nuanced conversation, in my opinion, because he's the reason they are where they are. And he is the guy they have to rely on to win this series. Simultaneously, though, did you feel a sense of frustration in overtime when it did feel like the only thing that was drawn up? It reminded me of the old Fresh Prince episode when the coaches play, every play was pass the ball to Will. Like, did you get frustrated that it seemed like, and Brunson talked about this, he described it as settling. It did feel like he was just settling for a three. What would you have wanted to see them do offensively in overtime?
Well, it's a good question, and sometimes your best play is just give it to your best player, right? And this series is through 5 games. I was courtside the whole game. First half, what I started to see in that game was that neither team could run an offensive set because they know each other's plays. Everything got blown up. The score in the first half, I don't think touched 90 combined. Like, it was awful. Like, it was not a great offensive game. Because two teams were just grinding each other out and blowing up each other's offensive sets. So what you started to see was Maxey in pick and roll, a lot of two-man game with him and Embiid on one side of the court where you had to, who am I doubling? Because if I double this guy, then I'm going to get killed by that guy. And a lot of pick and roll with Jalen Brunson with some spray outs and the occasional three that when they hit a few, they'd get on a little bit of a roll. overtime is where, yes, you said the only guy shooting the basketball is Jalen Brunson. Someone else needs to want to shoot the ball. Problem was, it didn't seem like anybody else did. That was the concern. And that does happen late in playoff games in crunch time with guys who aren't normally those guys. Maxey, Embiid, they're used to taking those shots in clutch situations. It's who they are. Brunson, yes. Anyone else on the Knicks? Not so much. And that is what was exposed. He took 9 of the, I think, 11 shots they took in that overtime. And he himself, on the turnover to Hartenstein, admitted he was kind of settling for a 3 there against Batum when he probably should have tried to probe for the tying bucket instead of, we're going to take the lead here on this 3. And Batum played great defense because, again, they're blowing up sets. That's what I saw. It is going to be frustrating because 6 games in, man, everybody knows what each other is going to do.
Now, do you think some of the mistakes and the foul shots, and then the 3 guys that played the whole game were missing some of the foul shots, do you think fatigue was a factor at all at the end of game 5?
No. I mean,
how do you explain this then, Alan?
I think what Josh Hart said was a good thing. What? I think he's basically said we're conditioned to play 45 minutes because we've been doing it for the last 2 months.
So what's going on here? How about this then?
The fatigue thing, I think you missed.
Well, so here's the thing. So A, how do you explain this? And B, could this stat be the reason we're playing a game tonight? They shot 82% from the free throw line in games 1 and 2 and dropped off to 65% in games 3 through 5. If that stat is 75-80%, Alan, we're waiting for Indiana or Milwaukee.
Yes. Yeah, you're 100% right. That is a big part of it. Free throw shooting was something I'm watching tonight. It was going to be one of my things to talk about in our pregame show because it is noticeable. The missed free throw. OG missed one too, nobody talked about late in the game. But Hartenstein has not been good at the free throw line. We all know Mitchell Robinson can't make free throws, and when he goes to the line, it's an adventure. Brunson has been uncharacteristically at times where he'll miss one or two and you don't expect it from him because he's generally a high percentage free throw shooter. But, you know, Maxey also missed 3 straight free throws.
He did.
Late in game 5 that almost cost him the game. He hadn't missed one all series long. So I don't go with fatigue, boys. I go with pressure. I just think the moment when you get that late into a series where we're talking about elimination game and closing out a team, I just think everything gets a lot tighter. And so the shots are a little bit harder to make, and that's why those 1A high-end elite players, they still make shots. Role players might be a little harder for them even to make open jumpers. And I got a crazy – I mean, DiVincenzo missed a ton of open shots in game 5. And he's got to start making open 3s because he is getting them, but he seems a little tight in this series.
I'll say this, and this is not rocket science. If one of these two things happen, if either DiVincenzo or Hart has a big night, or the Knicks just hit their free throws at above 80%, there's no game 7. I really believe that's it. But if they don't make their free throws at a high rate and Jalen doesn't get a night from one of those two guys, I think we're playing a game 7. Either way, Alan, you're going to do a wonderful job tonight on MSG starting at 8 o'clock. Thanks for making some time for us.
Love you guys.
Later, buddy. You too.
Love you too.
I turned off my microphone. I didn't do it. The great Alan Hahn, ladies and gentlemen. All right, more of your phone calls next before ENN right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, it's Michael K. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a 4-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it. And free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So do what I do. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattress.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
You're up 3-2 in the series with a Game 7 in your own building. As much as you might have some built-in excuses, and as much as I believe that this team will be better with Julius Randle next year or whoever they happen to add, you're going to be red hot and deservedly so if they don't win this series. No. You can't play that game, Peter. That's not right. You're setting yourself up so that if you fall, I don't want to take any calls on Monday, Peter. If they lose tonight and they lose Saturday, on Monday getting calls from Knicks fans who say, I was just happy we made the playoffs. I didn't expect to win this series. Come on. You guys are chanting, we won. Boston outside Madison Square Garden after you won game one. You guys were saying that this is going to be an easy
fair
series.
Point.
We're going to roll over the Sixers.
Fair point.
And now, oh, well, we didn't have Julius Randle. What did you expect? You can't do it. No.
I don't. How about that?
I can't argue it because I don't know what my retort would be. I don't know if I had anything that I thought was. I still think it's wrong that I haven't gotten the point guard retroactively. From Friday. What day was it?
Friday, yeah.
I think I still deserve point guard from when I said you have to go out and close this thing out or it's going to be a terrifying situation.
Well, we don't know if you're right because if they win by 40 tonight, then you were wrong.
So what happens if they lose tonight? Does that
you're
point
right.
Then on that point.
But we don't retroactive things.
That's not
we right. Want to be grandfathered in?
You're unbelievable.
We want like Craig McTavish without his helmet? If you're a hockey fan, you got that drop. Anthony got it.
If you're a hockey fan, you got this drop.
Hey, guys. It's me, Pat Verbe.
Let's go to Sean in Brooklyn. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, man.
I'm in Waldorf now. But I wanted to say, first of all, I totally agree with Don. You know, we were able to get the number 2 seed, and that was because we kept on playing hard. The system was working. Guys knew what they had to do. And right now, Jalen, I think at the end of that game, once McBride hit that free throw jump shot, all the role players who were locked in, they just took a deep breath and exhaled because they thought the game was over. And I think fatigue did set in, and that's why the free throws were missed. But what I'm saying to now for all these Knicks fans who think that this is just some way to be a stepping stone till next year, no, that's unacceptable. Rosenberg, you can relate to this. Tell them to put a quarter in there. Congratulations, they played themselves. Because we had expectations to be done with Philly, to be moving on. We're talking about Boston. Nobody said we were going to beat Boston, but we were talking about Boston. So as far as it's just a stepping stone, yeah, we're going to be fine. No, that's unacceptable. And tonight we need to channel our energy to Philly, help our guys win this game so we can come back and host the game one on Sunday. No, forget game seven. We're talking about game one.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be on Monday.
Oh, sorry.
No, just to let you know, it looks like they're locked into Monday, and I think they're going to get there on Monday. And I guess it'll be Monday no matter what, even if there is a Game 7 on Saturday. Yeah, you change your expectations, but why do I have a feeling that, and maybe rightly so, that no matter what happens, there's going to be this feeling of, boy, what would happen if we had Randle? Where could we have gone if we had gotten Randle?
if they lose to the Sixers, if they lose to the Pacers or the Bucks, will that be the narrative, Peter, of, boy, the only reason we lost was because we didn't have Randle?
You know
what happened?
Anthony's a bad guy. I hate to call him out, but I have to.
I
want to know. Judy was on hold for like an hour for a Knicks, for a Yankee call.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the clock now. There's 2 minutes left before we got to take a break and get to ENN. And I want to squeeze in these Knicks calls to end.
Sure.
I don't want to do a random Yankee call right here. I'm not going to.
It worked well yesterday. We should have done it again.
So I said to Anthony down on our little talk back, I go, can you tell Judy we love her, but we're not going to get to her today? And then I just see her call instantly disappear. That's how we responded to what you said? And I go to Jacob. I said, he didn't tell her what I said, did he? Jacob said, no, just hung up the line. He's an animal. He's an ant. Look at him. Well, Show him. That is the look of a stone cold killer.
Now, Judy needs to know that he was a bad guy.
She will know. Now she'll know, at least. It's not me. I wouldn't do that to Judy. Michael.
Well, she might be mad at you that you didn't take the call.
Well, but she has to understand that, and I'm right. So she has to understand. It's 5:54 the day before the most meaningful Knicks basketball game in a very long time. I'm sorry. Her comment that it said on the thing was the Yankees aren't going anywhere. Well, they're certainly not going anywhere now. It's May 2nd. So,
but you were trying to be nice, and you thought that Anthony would be nice for you, and he just did. Why did you even disconnect her? Why didn't you just let it go the natural progression?
That's what was going to happen. But Peter said that we had to.
But I don't think Peter wanted her off the screen.
I wasn't sickened
Peter
by
wanted
her.
To just hey, to let Judy know. So you defied Peter is what you did. Well, I'm glad you're comfortable.
Is there a bigger?
You're lucky it's not Michael.
Don, is there a bigger contrast than attractiveness on television than the guy on the left and the woman in the middle on MLB right now?
MLB Network has a static three shot, the same as Yes does right now,
mm-hmm.
with Anthony Pusick being the one on the right. And Peter's in the middle. And because I know Jacob's a fan. What's her name, Jacob?
Sierra Santos.
Sierra Santos
puts you to absolute shame.
Yeah, no. See, I was doing okay in the middle shot, and then I looked up and saw Sierra Santos, and I said, "You know, I'm gonna go ahead and take a knee."
She's very attractive.
She's doing her thing.
It could have been a rock with graffiti on it.
What
would have had a better chance of competing with her than you?
Oh,
that's a compliment to her, not you.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to go the other way around and say, she is so lovely that I could have, might as well be a rock with graffiti on it. I didn't know that the rock with graffiti would be a better shot than me. That's hurtful.
No, what I'm basically saying, I basically said what you said.
Yeah, just backwards. Let's go to Danny real quick. Danny, quick, in Long Island, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I'll make it real quick. I know you're trying to get to a lovely ENN.
That's right.
Two things. Don, I got to touch base with you. You keep this narrative that you got, which is okay, about the Knicks needing to groom young players so that way they're ready for the big moments. I just got to make a point about that. They've already done that. You got guys like Deuce. You had R.J. Barrett, IQ, right? You had to use those assets to make this a better team as a stepping stone. So, yes, that's something that they definitely have to do again, right? They kind of got to go back a little bit and develop a couple of guys at the same time. But I think that they do a great job of doing it. Just look over the last four years.
Yeah, I'm just saying that down the stretch, you could have maybe included more minutes for some of those guys so that if you needed them. Because what happens if they suffer another injury, Danny? Is the season, then you're just going to tap out? Of course not. These guys are on the roster. You went out and acquired some of these players. I just think that's the one thing about Tibbs that I love, but I also hate. This 8-man rotation, nobody else plays. Is that really smart? In some of these blowout games, Peter, could you have gotten some minutes for some of these players? So that if they were asked to play in a big moment, they'd be ready for it? He doesn't trust his bench.
Quickly, Danny in Somerset, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to touch on this whole Joel Embiid being the dirtiest player.
Okay.
He's definitely the second dirtiest player. No one tops Draymond Green. We watched him put someone in a chokehold and drag them across the court.
That is no top of that. You know what? It's a fair point by you. The more dramatic things have so far been done. But remember, Draymond's been doing this much longer, and Joel has already surpassed him in flagrant twos. So there's still room for him to have his choke out and drag moment. But I hear what you're saying, Danny. It's a totally fair point. The things we've seen him do at his heights were wild.
But because he's so great, I think it makes it more dangerous because he's going to get the benefit of the doubt more than Draymond. They got no problem kicking Draymond out of a game.
Yeah, it's certainly more so than they are likely to do it with Joel.
If Draymond had done what Embiid did in game two, they would have given the flagrant two and kicked him out of the game.
I think you're probably right. You know who's not going to be kicked out? Anthony Pusick. He's doing ENN next.
Bad
Peter,
guy.
Don, Anthony, he's a bad guy. He'll do ENN next right here on 98.7 ESPN. And yeah.
Well, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home is my happy place. I've been telling you that my house needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. They exceeded my expectations. I easily scheduled online, and my Serta Pro Painter consultant provided a free estimate on site right there. We walked through the detailed estimate, and I was able to book the project immediately. And the painting, it was exceptional. Serta Pro Painters offers a warranty, so I have confidence that we'll stand by their work and will make sure I'm completely satisfied. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. Are you ready to paint and take projects off your to-do list? Contact Serta Pro Painters and get started today. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They are a local business you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.